merge, so let's say, so you know there should be, must be like a certain stage before maybe one gets into some, like preaching or something like that. So if one is not able to control anartha, something like, you know, smoking marijuana, something like that, so maybe he shouldn't be, of course, you know, if there is a long way for him or her to go, maybe to, you know, like, yeah, so there should be, like, how can one prepare oneself to, for preaching, or if, you know, any kind of sort of,
What's your question?
He wants to know how you prepare to preach.
Yeah, something like that.
If you want to preach Krishna consciousness, how should you prepare yourself?
The question is, if you want to preach Krishna consciousness, how should you prepare yourself? Well, one of the first ways to preach, to prepare yourself, is to take diksha from a guru. Be connected to a proper sampradaya. Be connected to a sampradaya, a bona fide sampradaya, and a proper line of gurus. Then you should study systematically the proper shastra. Your guru will tell you. You say Sandarvas by Jiva Goswami. And you say Gita with commentaries of Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur and Baladevi Vibhushan. And you say the Bhagavatam with the commentaries of Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur. And you study the books of Narottam Das Thakur. These will make you a good preacher. That's another tattva of bhakti, bhakti tattva, because we're preachers of bhakti tattva. Bhakti tattva, all the tattvas are described in the Sandarvas, based on the Bhagavatam. Sandarvas are based on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Such Sandarvas of Jiva Goswami, and the books of Narottam Das Thakur, and the Gita and Bhagavatam with commentaries of Vishnath Chakravarti.
After that realization also, like, can you just read and quote, like, to people, or you have to first, like, realize, you know, like, long time in sadhana, and then speak anything or system? Realize, as in, like, have some...
Krishna Shakti Vinay Tara Pravartan. What is it? It was... It says, there's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Krishna Shakti Vine Nahi Tara Pravartan. Look at the blue one. Kali Kalera Dharma. Anyway, it says in Kali Yuga, to establish Nam Sankirtan Dharma, you have to have Krishna Shakti. So to preach Krishna Bhakti, you have to have the Shakti of Radharani. Krishna Shakti means Ladini Shakti. Ladini Shakti means Bhakti. You want to be a preacher, you have to have Bhakti. You get Bhakti by the grace of Guru. From under Brahma Te Kaum Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Datta Beach. When the Guru gets the Bhakti Datta, Bhakti is a combination of two energies. Bhakti is a combination of Ladini Shakti and Samvit Shakti. Samvit Shakti means knowledge of Krishna Bhakti Tattva. Nam Tattva, Prema Tattva, Dham Tattva, all the different Tattvas. So you have to have knowledge of Tattvas, but you have to have the Ladini Shakti, the Bhakti. Without Bhakti you can't establish. Without the Shakti of Bhakti, you can't establish, you can't be a preacher. You just be a parrot. Just give me the book. You just be a parrot. So it's an empowerment. You have to have prabhav. Prabhav comes from chanting Hare Krishna mantra, from Guru Diksha, by doing humble seva to Guru, Hare Guru and Vaishnava. And to be a preacher, you should spend five or ten years minimum studying and doing bhakti bhajan before you open your mouth. Yeah. Now that you show up today and you're on the street tomorrow, call yourself a preacher.
Yeah.
should study at least 10 years.
Is it too short? You can do 15 if you need.
Oh.
Even better.
No, yeah.
Krishna will give you the time if you're sincere, but don't worry about 10 years.
To desire to become a preacher is already quite good.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
And to express it in the Dham, Krishna will definitely work on him.
Yeah, that's a nice
and
point.
With your push, it will go even faster.
Yeah, our friend Krishnadasji made a nice point. He said this devotee is desiring to be a preacher of Krishna Bhakti, and this whole thing is happening in Brajadham. And this ground is Chintamani Bhumi. These trees are called Riksha trees. So surely that desire is a very good desire, first of all. And it's got a lot of surcharge. It gets surcharged and empowered by all these holy, powerful entities around. You're surrounded by these called Riksha trees and this Vrindavan Dham. So something expressed in Vrindavan will come to pass very quickly. That's why they say when Vrindavan, you have to be careful to watch your desires. Now, like there's a story, there's a nice story, but it's a very old story, you must be knowing it. A man was in Agra, and he heard some preacher came from Vrindavan, who was preaching about the glories of Vrindavan. There's a couple of riksha trees, and the land is Chintamani. And if you go to Vrindavan, you embrace the trees, you're all in the dust of Brajaduli, and you express your desire, you'll become fulfilled. So he was in Agra, and this was 500 years ago, so he started walking towards Vrindavan. And asking people, where's Vrindavan? And they said, they kept giving him directions. He kept getting directions, no cross, you want to here, go here, go. He kept walking, walking. He went for many days. He went for a couple of days. It took him from Agra. Agra is about an hour and a half by car. But it took a couple of days. So he got here at nighttime. He said, I wonder if this is Vrindavan. I don't know. I haven't. There's a lot of trees. They said, there's no signs. Welcome to Vrindavan. And he was wondering, you know, they said there's a couple of riksha trees in the ground. Ground is Chintamani. So he was tired, and he saw just leaning under a tree, and he said, this is Vrindavan, they call riksha trees. You know, this Vrindavan, all your desires will be fulfilled. But you know, I wonder, you know, in forests, this is a heavy, deep forest, in forests there's tigers. You know, maybe a tiger will come and eat me, you know, it's dangerous. He was singing like that, maybe a tiger. So just then a tiger came. Because he was thinking about the tiger, and he got eaten. The tiger ate him. So the moral of the story is, watch your desire. Watch what you're desiring. You're an Indian guy, right? So you go down the street to Ram Raji. You say, wow. Well, look at those white Russian girls. They're really cute, you know. Maybe it'd be nice to get married to one. And then 3 weeks later, you're getting married to a Russian girl. And then what happens then? Then you got a tiger on your head. same fate as the guy who has a tiger. Anyway, Vrindavan is very powerful. But my only word of advice to you is, it's a great desire, it's a very noble desire, very compassionate desire, but you should do your homework. I don't want to go in the hospital, and I meet somebody, he says he's a surgeon. I said, you're a surgeon. How do you become a surgeon? Well, I desire to become a surgeon. I said, okay. Did you study medicine? No, I didn't study medicine. Did you have a degree? No. What? So you're going to do surgery? Yeah. I said, no thanks. I said, no thanks. So you're going to be a preacher. You're going to deal with people's souls. So you better do your homework first. Really learn, study properly. And then you can be a preacher means a teacher. Teacher means you have to study and learn well and learn properly. Most people in the world say they're preachers because preachers should be a teacher. But the word teacher has the same letters. The word teacher, you take the same letters, you can spell the word cheater. T-E-A-C-H-E-R or C-H-E-A-T-E-R. So you're a preacher means teacher, but you're a preacher cheater. Because you don't know the subject matter. Mostly I see people, they call themselves preachers, they're cheaters. They don't know what they're talking about. So they just make a whole bunch of offenses as they go around. A preacher should be full of wisdom and full of love. These two things are required. If you don't have love and wisdom, preacher has to have a brain and a heart, both, not only brain. Brain is for Jnana and yoga, but bhakti means heart and brain. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya described what is the Gaudiya Vaishnava. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. So, Bhakti Yoga, the Lord Chaitanya introduced Bhakti Yoga, and Sarvabhauma described his Bhakti Yoga. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. He said that you speak the Lord Chaitanya, Nija Bhakti. Nija means your Bhakti Yoga. Your Bhakti Yoga you teach is full of Vairagya and detachment and knowledge. So you should be detached and have knowledge. And you only be detached from Maya, from sense gratification, if you have love for Krishna. The first canto of Bhagavatam, it says, Bhakti gives Vairagya and knowledge in Vairagya. What's that verse? What is it?
Vasudeva
Bhagavati. Bhakti Yoga Priyojita. Janaya Yashivayaragya. Jnanam Chayad Haitakam. So it says Vasudeva, Bhakti to Vasudeva is detachment and knowledge. So you have Bhakti. Bhakti is the key element. Love for Krishna. But just go around and chant Hare Krishna, chant these rounds, and go among hearts. What is that? You want to have prabhava, you have to have love and wisdom. So why be a preacher unless you have love and wisdom? When you get love and wisdom, automatically your cup will overfill. You have 200 ml cup of milk, and you take 2 liter bottle of milk, the milk is going to overflow. You have to fill your heart up with bhakti tattva and love of Krishna and Vaishnava. Then you can preach effectively. Otherwise, you're just a parrot. It says that Gaudiya Vaishnava wears his philosophy. His philosophy is called Bhushanam. Bhushan means ornaments. Ornaments, jewelry, Bhushan. B-H-U-S-A-N, Bhushan. Ornamentation. It's a verse from Kapila Muni. Shatikshara Karunika Surida Savadayanam.
Ajata
Shatrava Shantava. Saranam Sadabhushanam. He said the ornaments, the decoration of a sadhu are humility, tolerance,
compassion.
Compassion means love. These are the bhushan, the earrings, bracelets, necklace. It's Kapila Muni's teaching, third canon of Bhagavatam. Tiksha Krunika, Suridasaradeyam. He's a heartly friend. Suridasaradeyam. Saradeyam means everybody. Saradeyi, Deyi, Deyi, Deya. Surida means, doesn't mean Mitra. Bandhu, Mitra, these are different names for friend. Dost, Bandhu, Mitra. These mean friend. Mitra means friend. Dost means Hindi for friend. And Bandhu means friend. Dina Bandhu, friend of the poor. But Surit means heart. Rid means heart. Surit means good heart. Good hearted friend. Heartly friend. So he said, Surida Saradaya, you should be a loving, heartly friend to everyone. That's a high qualification. This is a sadhu. This is a Vaishnava. This is a quote-unquote preacher.
Jai Maharaj.